Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 703¾ down 3. Soft December wheat is 645¾ down 3¼. September corn 466¾ down 5¼. December 457, now 58, now 57¾, down 6¼. August soybeans are 1374, up a quarter. September 1257½, up 1. And November at 1226¾, up 1½. August soybean meal 425.20, down 50. September 401.90, down 80. August soybean oil 42.71, up 39. September 42.75, up 37. August live cattle 123.80, up 20. August feeder cattle 153.60, up a dime. And August lean hogs are 101.55, and they are up 15 cents.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Looks like the optimism that we saw in the corn pit earlier is beginning to wane, Wayne.
Well, you know, as a lot of the guys come back in, we looked, the crop ratings held their own yesterday. We know that NASA took average figured in, and that included last year's drought. Well, a lot of guys are figuring that the ear weight will increase with this cooler weather that we've had and some along those lines. And as we keep hearing field reports out of Ohio, out of Michigan, out of Indiana, and that, why we continue to hear a little larger yields where you're at. I mean, the problem area, of course, is southern Minnesota and parts of Iowa, and they are quite a bit off their trend line yield on what the report said. So I think that and looking at the world production, that basically they're saying that we're still too high to sell stuff into the world market.
So what traders, in a nutshell, are thinking is USDA overdid its estimate to the downside yesterday.
I don't know that they're saying that. You know, there's the possibility along that line, but I think the bigger thing is when you look at the world numbers and that we are going to still have a very big crop. I mean, even if we were less than what we were looking for, when you look at it, that's still a big increase in our carryout for this year over last year. And the world market, we're above what Russia and Argentina are selling corn for right now.
So big ending stocks playing into the formula today. On the soybean side, we got surprises yesterday, and we have seen a little bit of follow-through, but given back some of those gains this morning.
Yeah, I mean, the bean number was much more positive, really, than the corn ended up being, with the respect that it did knock the numbers down. It does say that it did reduce the acreage some, and it is the tighter carryout than what the corn is by far, Dave. So, you know, and we were, let's remember, we were leaning very heavily to the bear side in both the corn and the bean market yesterday, which allowed for the pop-up that we saw very much to happen.
And if you look a little bit further down the WASD balance sheet to the demand side of the equation, you see that USDA essentially in getting to 220 million bushels ending stocks, pretty much added back into the equation 85 million bushels in terms of crush and exports. And I don't know everybody's going to believe those numbers.
Well, that's a little bit why we aren't surging today like we had maybe hoped for opportunity to sell a little higher, because I think there's a lot of us out there that were looking for this report to give us the opportunity to do a little pricing that maybe we hadn't done and take us to back up to levels we didn't think were possible.
So where do you want to do that little bit of pricing, provided you hadn't done it before in soybeans?
Well, I mean, of course, we were hoping to get above 1250, basically up in that 1260, 1270 range. That does look like it's going to be a little farther and harder to get to now. We're maybe going to have to still look back towards that 1250 market to do something there, Dave. I think that also in the Dease corn, basically there were some that were talking that we could get closer to 480 to 490 back up in there. That looks like without some other weather problems arising along the way here, that might be a little tough to get back to also. But also a good goal to have for some more sales to be put on if you need to.
I wonder in that November chart if there are might be buy stops above that 100-day moving average at 1245.
Hey, there's a real good possibility that there will be some. There generally is. If ever you break through 100-day moving average, we generally find some participation willing to come in there. So it's still very possible, like I said, but it doesn't look, we don't see quite the enthusiasm we saw yesterday, but we are talking about the possibility of a drier August. We'd like to have a little more rain before we feel that these beans are going to fill and do well. So we're still a couple rains away from a real good bean crop.
So are you thinking then that the low for corn is not yet in this year?
I think that's yet to be seen by what we see on how we finish out the crop. We are going to take a real hard look. I do think that we will have trouble seeing an extreme rally in the corn, but and we do probably believe that during the harvest that we will go under 450 at some time for sure.
So are you of a mindset to somehow protect bottom side and keep top side open?
We were, as we said, some of us were looking for, we were hoping for another little bounce or two in the corn here as to put some puts below the market to give us the assurance that we might have a bottom put in for, I mean, a bottom established with leaving some of the room to the upside up. You know, we're going to have a lot of, I think we'll see a lot of demand for ethanol as long as the crude oil stays strong.
You know, we haven't talked about the wheat yet, and I think short term that what we saw yesterday probably doesn't do a whole lot for the marketplace. But as I think longer term, I think wheat might have quite a bit of upside potential going into next year and might drag corn along with it.
If the wheat would rally a little bit, that would add some strength to the corn. Basically, the wheat market, you know, is always sort of followed the corn, and the corn followed the wheat in respect. But I think as we take the wheat out of the feed category and put it back into milling quality, and we have the excess corn that we can actually feed, because I think most feeders would rather feed corn than wheat in their ration, especially with wheat being higher. It does change that situation and how they follow each other.
What else do we need to talk about today that's on your radar?
Well, of course, I mean, you know, we had some real reactions to the Japanese economy yesterday, talking that the dollar would strengthen. And, of course, the old adage that everybody wants to talk in the financial markets is, when is the quantitative easing going to start being pulled back? It looks like, to me, it's around for a while, but the naysayers keep saying it's going to be sooner rather than later that we'll start scaling back on that.
We did see a little pop in inflation today.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current take in the marketplace, hard red December wheat is 703 and a quarter, down 3.5. Soft December wheat is 645 and a half, down 3.5. September corn's 466 down 6. December 457 down 7. August soybeans 1374 up a quarter. September 1258 and a quarter up 1 and 3 quarters. And November at 1228 and a quarter up 3. August soybean meal 425.20 down 50. September 402.20 down 50. August soybean oil 42.71 up 39. And September at 42.76 is up 38. August live cattle 123.70 up 10. August feeders also up 10, 153.60. And August lean hogs 101.80, and they are up 40. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.